I don't know if there's if it's one thing, or I don't think it's anything we're doing wrong, or anything they're doing specifically right. It's just the way the game goes. You know, they made a big push. They were down once. They made a big push in the third. You know, they got that PP goal, tie the game, and I guess after that, you're kind of in the overtime at that point. You know, you get that feeling in the rink and, you know, on the bench that you got to get that next one, and you know they were able to pull it off.
They thrive in the situation. The third period, something you guys addressed after the second again
today. No, not really. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, just look at their record. They're a pretty good team, and they know how to win games. So we knew they were going to come. We knew they were going to push like that. And we got to find a way to be able to shut it down in the third. We're not going to go and sit on leads or try and sit on a 1-0 lead against this team, especially with all the firepower they have. We got to keep pushing and try to get that second goal and keep staying aggressive.
Any frustration over the too many men? They had too many men on the ice.
It's just a missed call. It happens.
How difficult to come back from a two-game deficit in a series?
Not that difficult. I mean, it's two games. You know, you got to win four. It's 2-0. They won two at home. We go back to Winnipeg now. We're going to win two there.
What'd you think of Andre's play? I mean, the whole night.
He's been our horse. You know, he's the main reason why we're in the playoffs. And you know, he stood tall tonight. He's playing really well, and that's what we need out of him. Yeah, I mean, it's good, but not that good. I'd rather have the win.
Adam, when did you find out you were in the lineup?
Just after warm-ups.
Just a few minutes before drop call?
Yeah.
Okay, all you can do is regroup here. Just a thought on going home and trying to use that advantage of the seventh man.
Yeah, I mean, we played two great games, you know, tight games. One goal games, you know, you think about it, it's tight out there. There's not a lot of space or time to make plays or get things going. You know, the puck seems to be bouncing a lot out there, but, you know, it's tight. It's either way. It's, you know, we can get better, obviously, but we're right there, and it's tight, and we're going home now, and we're going to feel a little more comfortable there and use that to our advantage.
It's easy to say you need to be more disciplined, but they're a pretty big team, tough team to handle at times. Yeah. Is that part of it?
I don't know if that's the way to put it. We're pretty big and tough, too. It's just, I mean, a high stick and pillion. You know, it happens. A stick just gets loose and pops a guy in the head. That's just what happens. You know, we can't sit here and think about, you know, the high stick and pillion or anything else in the game. You know, we can't put it on one thing. It's, you know, we're down 2-0. We got to put this behind us, remember it, but put it behind us and move ahead now to my